This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis14 and use code MadeForThis14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. And now here's a special episode with Jen. Well, guys, if you are new around here or if you've just joined this podcast family recently, you may have heard Jenny talk about If Gathering. If Gathering is the ministry that Jenny started almost 10 years ago now that creates discipleship tools and resources for you to disciple people right where you are in your local church. So one of the things that we do is we build Bible studies all throughout the year. And one of the Bible studies that just came out is called God's Unbreakable Promises. And it feels like right now there's just so much chaos and swirling and there's a lot going on. I know I feel it in my own heart. With the Bible right at our fingertips, we have a story of God's faithfulness right in front of us to show us one example after another of who God is. So this Bible study is 6 sessions, and we want to walk through some of the promises and covenants that God made with his people to understand more of the story of God and the big picture of his unfailing love for us. There are videos with Jenny Allen, Lauren Chandler, Jada Edwards, and they're going to help you discover the story of God through the whole Bible and what it means for you right now. You'll learn that God always keeps his word, even when we don't, and that he never fails, even when his people do. So, this is a super special episode. This is session 1 from God's Unbreakable Promises.
As we begin this study, I want to tell you why I believe this specific study of God and his word is going to change your life. The first time I heard these promises, I was sitting in a seminary classroom, and yet I was shaken to my core because I'd never understood the big overarching narrative of the Bible. I'd never had somebody say, these are the moments that God entered history, that these are the moments that he told humans, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm accomplishing on earth. Guys, it's these moments where all the lights are flashing and God speaks out of heaven and he says, here is my plan. This is what I'm accomplishing. I mean, these are the moments in this book that everything stops. And we hear the voice of God and we hear the promises of God and he says, this is my plan and I'm going to unfold it through you and for you. I couldn't get over the implications of understanding these moments in history. Then and there, I actually promised I am going to give this away to as many people as I can. Because what we're going to study here, it's going to transform you. It's going to first transform your understanding of God, his grace, his power, his control, his plan, and his kindness. But it's also going to change you. It's going to give you peace. The reason it'll give you peace is because it feels like nobody's in control lately. Feels like the world is spinning and it's chaotic and it feels like, is there somebody at the wheel? Like, is this just a runaway bus, like about to hit, you know, a huge semi? Like, where are we going? And what God will show you in this is there is a plan. There is a plan. We're gonna look at moments in history that God made promises to humans, to us. Now, throughout the history of time, these simple covenants tell the story of God's work on earth. But let me put this into context for you so you can actually understand how mind-blowing what I'm about to say is. God, holy other, existed for all time, creates little people, sets them on the earth, and they rebel and reject him. They spit in his face, even though he provides every good thing for them. Every single one of them. Every single one of us. And yet God, he enters history. He enters space and time, and rather than obliterate us or forget us or leave us behind, he actually commits and binds to us, to humans, in covenant promises. In covenant, God to man, holy God to sinful man, he makes promises, and thereby he ends up obligating himself to his creation. I have chills saying this because it is unthinkable that God, who is holy other, would ever build some kind of agreement with us. If that doesn't make you like and love and fall down before this God, I don't know what else would. Why would a God do this apart from love? He owes us nothing. Humans have broken and will break promises every single day. We break covenants and oaths to each other on this earth, but our God, He never does, He never has, He never will. His promises are unbreakable. Let's talk about what this means. Let's start by understanding what a covenant is. A covenant is two parties with agreements that under oath they promise to keep. I've made one big covenant in my life. It was to my husband. I've made lots of little promises, but one big one. And we stood in front of a lot of people and we promised to love each other forever. In fact, we memorized our vows, which was so dumb because I was so nervous and I completely forgot them and people had to feed me lines. But I meant every word that I said, and every line that they fed me was so big. It was till death do us part. It was that sickness and health would come and we would take care of each other forever, as long as we're on this earth. And yet God makes a bigger covenant with us. And some of those covenants, like my husband and I, are two-sided. But there's some where He says, I promise to do this and you don't have to do anything in return. It's called a unilateral covenant. Those are my favorite kind, because it means that no matter what my behavior is, no matter what your behavior is, God is going to be faithful to keep His promise, even if we break our end of the deal, because we have, and we do, and we will. There are more than this, but we're gonna actually look at five covenants in this study. We're gonna look at the moment that God promises Noah that He will never flood the earth in judgment again. The moment that Abraham is promised to become a great nation, even though he's childless, even though he can't imagine even having a baby, he is going to build and birth a nation. And then from that nation would grow, and God speaks to Moses and says, I'm going to establish Israel as my chosen people. I'm going to set them apart. And then in David, we find out that through that people, through Israel, a promise, the seed that has been promised forever is going to come, and an eternal kingdom is going to be built through an eternal king, Jesus. And then the new covenant, he brings even more clarity to Jeremiah, and he says the ultimate covenant where I will fulfill all of my promises to you is coming. See, this isn't a story just about God and Israel or an old story about thousands of years ago with people that we can't imagine living in that time or in that place. See, God would bless us through Israel.
Fall is super busy, but HelloFresh recipes save time you'd otherwise spend with meal planning and chopping all your vegetables so that you can get back to what really matters. What I personally love about HelloFresh is that they have over 50 weekly recipes that you can choose from. So when I go through the menu, I pick, you know, one from each different kind of cuisine, different ingredients and flavors. So my kids and my husband love it. They never get bored, and we get to try something new that I wouldn't have otherwise cooked. HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a huge win, with easy and delicious recipes that make dinner drama-free. What I love too about HelloFresh is that each week you can customize it. It's super flexible, so you can add extra protein or sides. You can even change the number of meals that you get week to week and the serving sizes that you want for your family or if you're having guests over, and you can double up on your favorite recipes. You guys, every single time, my six-year-old is like, Mom, this is the best meal ever. And I'm like, I know. And it's fun to cook at night. Kind of gets me out of the rut of cooking the same recipes every time. So I know you guys are going to love it. Jenny and I love HelloFresh. So go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis14 and use code MadeForThis14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. And now back to Jenny.
This church I stand in today, the church that you possibly attend, or even if it's a home church right now, all of us exist in this time and this place because of these promises. These promises, this seed that would grow, that would build the story of God, that would build our salvation, that would be the reason we sing in places like this. See, these promises were building the story of how God would redeem the earth, how God would offer salvation to me and to you and to anyone else who chooses to believe in Jesus. This was the story of how God was gonna go rescue back His people. And guys, we need rescuing. We have messed this thing up. And let me just tell you, some of you are new to the faith, or maybe you've never walked with Jesus. And let me just say, we've messed this up. It's likely that you haven't walked with God because you have been so turned off by Christians. And let me just say, we're all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And yet this is the story of how, even though we were sinners, even when we were dead in our trespasses, our God rescued us. This is the story we boast in. This is the story that we tell. See, our God wants to partner with us to fulfill his plans. He doesn't just wave a magic wand up from heaven. He actually says, I want to come into partnership with you and cause good works to happen through you. He works with us. He's not waiting for magic to happen. He looks at his people and says, hey, let's love others. Let's show them my love so that my kingdom can come and my will would be done on this earth. We're a part of this story. This is a story about a faithful God and an unfaithful people. Because we don't do that perfectly every day. We are those unfaithful people. I am that unfaithful person. And yet God continues, because of his love and his character, to secure a future and a hope and a home for us. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I mean, the closest thing I have to this is my kids who, you know, specifically one right now, he's just wearing me out. He is costing me more parenting energy than all the other three did combined. And yet, it's the wildest thing. As much as he costs me, I absolutely adore him. I adore him. I love him, and I want a relationship with him, and I will still put him in the car, and we will go get ice cream on a bad day because I love that kid. That's the closest thing that I can imagine. But this is our God who loves us perfectly. This is our God who loves people who have hated him, who have despised him, who have pushed him away. And I know it's easy to be discouraged right now, but I believe this story is going to lift your head. I believe this story of God's work throughout history in this book, that it will remind you that there is a God who has a plan, and he is good at redeeming brokenness, healing the sickness, rescuing from death, causing the chaotic storms of life to calm. As we study this, it's going to increase your trust and your peace that he is a God who speaks into history, but he also controls it. He is a God who, from the beginning, when Adam and Eve were created in love and they turned their back on him, he promised in that moment a seed would come. He promised a plan of redemption, and that seed was promised the moment after they rebelled. That seed was Jesus. I want to read to you what happened. So Adam and Eve, who were created in love, chose to disobey God with the one command that he set before them. And then what does God do? In the very beginning, he speaks to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you. And then he goes, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. That was the promise of Jesus. It was the first mention of the one that would come, that would destroy evil, that would destroy this division that is wedged between us and God. That seed was Jesus. So while humans, the first two until today, have been unfaithful, he has always been faithful. Every promise he has made, he has answered, or he will answer. His plan has never changed. He made a way for us to be with him and to be right with him. And his kingdom is coming, and his will be done. He promised it, just like he promised that Jesus would come. It's happening, and we get to be part of this story. So don't get discouraged, and do not miss being part of this incredible story.
So many different ways for you to do this If Equipped study with us, God's Unbreakable Promises. If you go to ifequip.com, that's ifequip.com, there are all different ways to interact with this study. You can download the PDF of this study. It's super inexpensive. You could do it with your small group, maybe with a friend or someone that you've wanted to reach out to and disciple. These studies are meant for you to use in your places. So right now, go to ifequip.com and you will find everything you need to do God's Unbreakable Promises. Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next time for another episode of the Made for This podcast.